Let's get on to sports and talk with Mike Causey. Morning, Mike.
Morning.
I was just talking about something happened yesterday that doesn't happen very often. Three New York teams won.
Who won?
The Rangers, the Giants, and the Jets. And the Knicks didn't lose because they didn't play.
The end of the world's coming.
I know. Now, it would have been really bad, the end of the world-ish, if the Knicks had actually played and won. Then we know we would be in big trouble.
I wouldn't leave the house today if that happened.
That's exactly right. All right, so let's get on to first things first. We got to get on to the toilet bowl yesterday. The toilet bowl was played in Washington between my beloved Giants and the Washington Redskins. It was, for some people, a lot of people, an entertaining game. But it showcased two teams that have no defenses and wound up as an overtime thriller in Manila, and the Giants got the win.
There were two toilet bowls yesterday, and they were both the same, played with the same caliber of teams, the Giants in Washington and Miami in Cincinnati. Both of them went to overtime. Both teams that won blew big leads. And there were two terrible games with four terrible teams.
But I will say one thing: when you step away from it all, the kid, Danny Jones, he is a decent draft pick. The kid's going to be an okay quarterback. I'm not saying he's going to be a superstar, but he can get the job done, and he can be a good lunchbox quarterback. I think he can, anyways. If you take a look at his first year stats, Mike, with a terrible, terrible team, which hasn't had all of its offensive stars, the kid's done pretty good. I think he's got 24 touchdown passes and 11 interceptions and six fumbles, of two of them which they lost, the fumbles. So, and his statistics stack up better than any other rookie ever that played for the Giants in the quarterback position. So I think they got a decent draft pick. That's just about the only good thing the Giants have going for them. That and Barkley. But it's just a terrible team to watch. There's absolutely no defense. For a team that won Super Bowls on defense, it's just disgusting to watch the New York Giants defense on the field. Terrible.
There's no defense in the league. The entire league stinks.
But you know what? There are teams that when they need to make... I'm tired of hearing people talk about that. Look at what the job this guy has done in Philadelphia this year. I'm sorry. He's this coach. All he does is take a team that's had as many injuries as everybody else, if not more, back and forth. It's a terrible, terrible team. And what they come through in big situations, unlike the Cowboys and most of the other teams in the NFC East. I think this guy's an underrated coach in Philadelphia. I really do.
I don't think so. What's the team's 8-7? What's so good about 8-7?
Because he's had nothing but major line industries.
So has everybody else. Look at the Steelers. The Steelers are what? 8-7. They're 8-7. They have one of the best quarterbacks in the league they haven't played with, and they don't have a viable backup. They're 8-7.
Yeah, I still think the guy's a pretty good coach in Philadelphia.
If you look at the Eagles, they've beaten one team with a winning record. Well, I don't even know if you can consider it a winning record. It's for 7-7. They haven't beaten anybody with a winning record all year. The only teams they've beaten are teams that are under 500. They haven't beaten anybody that's any good.
Anyway, you've swayed.
They haven't. They don't have a big win. They don't have a single win against a 500 team.
Yeah, they do. They beat Dallas. Dallas was.
They were 7-7.
Yeah, they're 500 team. You said it.
Well, I said, do they count a team with a winning record? They haven't beaten one.
I don't think any team in the NFC East has beaten a team with a winning record.
Yeah, they all stink.
But anyways, I got a win. Anyways, it made me feel good for the Giants and for Dan Jones. I think
they have a saying for something like that game yesterday.
I know,
called
yeah.
Lipstick on a pig.
I know, but still, I think they've got themselves a quarterback, and I think the kid's going to be okay. So
time will tell.
Yeah. All right. Where else do we want to go in sports and football?
I don't know. I didn't watch any of it.
All right. Well, so much for
that. I don't watch it. I was sitting in my own little corner at the racetrack yesterday, watching meaningless races, which I'd sooner do than watch football.
All right. Well, the Cowboys proved they were the Cowboys by losing last night to Philadelphia. Let's see. What else? What other team proved themselves like that they were who they were?
See, I know Seattle got beat, yes. But it was a meaningless game.
Yeah.
So they say. But anytime you play at home and you get spanked by a team that only has 5 or 6 wins, to me it's not meaningless.
New Orleans, of course, played like they always do. They came from behind.
Yeah, they struggled yesterday.
But they won. That's the good thing about their struggles. They won. So how do we make out, you and I, on our?
We both went 4-2. You lost with Buffalo and Pittsburgh, and won with Texas, San Francisco, Baltimore, and Kansas City. And I went 4-2. I lost with Tampa and Seattle, and won with New England, San Francisco, New Orleans, and Baltimore. So you're 52-33, and I'm 63-22.
Yeah, you know, the Bills-Patriots game was a pretty fun game to watch. It really was. The Rams and 49ers was also a fun game to watch.
Every game the 49ers play, it's like goes down to the wire.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The Chargers got beat again. They're 5-10.
They're pitiful.
And
that guy going to retire finally?
I hope so.
Or they're still paying him.
They're still paying him. How about the Browns? They lost to the Ravens. Did you see the clips of Odell on the sideline yelling at the coach?
I did. Yeah. Nothing surprised me there.
Yeah. Nope.
The guy's a cancer.
Are the Giants any worse without him than with him?
They're not any worse. They're not any better.
Bingo. There you go.
At least you don't have the disruptions.
Well, that's the whole thing. So... And the Chiefs last night just crushed the Bears. I didn't even bother staying up for that. I mean, there was no way the Bears were going to
beat the Bears. The Bears are terrible.
Yeah, they're horrible.
To think that the Bears could have had Mahomes instead of getting Trumpadinsky.
Trubisky.
Maybe he's better playing the trumpet.
I was going to say. Well, anyway, so that was that.
That'll go down as one of the worst draft picks of all time.
Phew. That's pretty amazing. It is, and I guess that's about it. What else in sports? Anything else?
Not much. Just the lefty pitcher from the Dodgers, Ryu, signed with the Blue Jays. He got $80 million for a couple of years. That was a move made over the weekend in baseball. Other than that, I don't think much else was going on. You got the number one Hex in college basketball, though.
I know they're all losing their ones once they get to be number one.
Every team that's number one, once they get there, and they're number one for a week, and they're gone.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. It's five times in a row now?
Might even be more than that. It started with Michigan State, who lost to Kentucky. Then Kentucky lost to Evansville, and then it was right down. Just goes right down the line. I think at least five of them. At least five of them.
That was brought up last night. I saw that in sports. We'll see what happens with the rest of the season.
At least there's parity.
Parity. I hate that word. I really do. I long for the days.
I like excellence better than parity.
I was gonna say, I long for the days of excellence in sports, whether it was individual or a certain team. And if a certain team became a dynasty, you had to knock them out. By the way, congratulations to the New England Patriots. They're the first team in NFL history to go through a decade without always being in first place in their division.
And people are going to say, well, that's because the rest of the division stinks. Well, you try to do it.
That's exactly right. You try to do it.
You try to do it.
Just like when the Dolphins went 18-0. Try to do it. Try to do it. See if
not
you can
that easy.
No. All right, well, we'll check in tomorrow. Oh, Monday night. Who's playing tonight again?
Wait a minute. We ain't done yet. Yeah, we got somebody's playing tonight. Who's playing tonight?
I don't know. I have to go see it now. Oh, gosh. You figure it would be on NFL.com. You figure it would be right on the front page. Who's playing tonight? Is it? No, it's not.
Of course not.
It's taken me like 15 years for this stupid website.
Green Bay in Minnesota. It's a pretty good game.
Where is it at?
Minnesota.
I'm going to go with the Packers.
I got them written down already. I'm going with Green Bay, too. Who's Minnesota's quarterback? Another Trumpadinsky, right?
That's exactly right. He's good sometimes, but I don't know if he can deliver the big game.
Hey, we had a winner this weekend. A couple of our races got rained off the turf. New Orleans was just a mess, so none of those races went. But we beat the big favorite, Imperial Hint, at Gulfstream with Diamond Ops, who got bet down from 10 to 1 and paid $9.80. So Diamond Ops beat the two Titans, Imperial Hint, who ran third, and XY Jet for Navarro finished off the board in a six-horse race. But Diamond Ops blew them all out of the water, so we cashed the ticket there.